Somebody had a question there? Yes.
Yeah, so I have a family.
Yep.
We got soccer practice, work.
Yep.
Christmas lights. All, I mean, we're getting ready for Christmas now. And so I sit at night, I read the Dhamma books, listen to the podcast.
Yep.
But then at the end of the day, there's like that doubt.
Hmm.
What am I doing? Am I going on this path?
Mm-hmm.
I come here and I feel so calm. I can talk. I've seen these. I mean, I've listened to you guys. I'm like, and you're real, you know. And it's like, what am I doing? Do I have the right effort? How do I know I have the right effort?
Hmm.
And it becomes this doubt.
Yep.
And I don't know. Do I just keep pushing through? I want to ask questions like, oh, the answer is going to be discernment. You know, that's always the answer, discernment. It's like, how do I know? And I think that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
And that becomes a doubt, and then I doubt my practice.
Yep.
And I start rambling.
Yeah. I think the important thing is to recognize that, I mean, one, you do know in the sense that you know when you feel calm or when you feel agitated. You know that. You know when you feel happy or when you feel sad. You know that. And so the Buddhist, and that's the fundamental basis for the Buddhist teachings. Like when the Buddha right from the get-go, when he started teaching, he used the Four Noble Truths as a basis. So that understanding that there is suffering and there is an end to suffering. There is discontent and there is an ending of discontent. There is, dis-ease, and there is that which is really easeful. So that he brought the teachings to a place of experience, as opposed to a place of say, ideal, conceptualizing what it should be or could be or what might be. And I think particularly for us as Westerners, our default option is to go to the ideas. And the Buddha's teaching always trying to remind us to come back to the experience. And we can trust that. Because the ideas, there's lots of room for doubt. You can drive a truck through those those ideas. Feeling is that those feeling, the experience is much more that's tangible, and we can pay attention to that. And we can learn from that, and we can keep working from it. It doesn't mean we're going to get it right all the time, but we've got a handle on it. And it's like coming back, and one gains confidence in that when one recognizes, this feels good, this feels right, or this really feels bad. I need to avoid that.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The Buddha also praised raising a family righteously, but what we don't want to do is like one foot in, one foot out. So. But whatever we do, if we do it completely, there's no doubt that it's wholesome. So if we become monks, we do it completely. If you're going to raise a family, do it completely. And if you do it completely, there's no doubt that it's good. Mm-hmm.